He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Many of you have a very small opportunity and you're not taking advantage of that opportunity because you're not thinking about the next opportunity. You're looking at this as small. No, this is the gateway. Like, this is the first one, right? So you got to ask yourself this question. Like, how do you keep that fire? You know how you keep it? You keep putting different opportunities in front of you. You keep setting different opportunities. Anybody know who this is? Yeah, you should. He in the Big Ten. He gave us the business. You should know who he is. Yogi Ferrell. Didn't get drafted. Didn't get drafted to the NBA. Didn't get drafted, but something happened the other day. The Dallas Mavericks needed a player. They gave my man a 10-day contract. How much did he make? They gave my man $100,000. How much LeBron make it? Millions. They gave my man, look, for 10 days, he just wants you to play for us. Somebody got hurt. We are going to bring you in for 10 days. You know what I'm saying? You got 10 days. Ride the bench. You know, do your thing. But you only got 10 days. Don't get your hopes up. My man been coming in. I'm talking about trick. Boom. Not only three-pointers, like daggers. 2 seconds. Boom. The 10-day contract. Then turn to this boy about to get a contract. What are you doing with your opportunity? We all get one. We all get the 10-day contract. But the question is, would that 10-day contract turn into a year contract? Would it turn into a 2-year contract? You think Yogi Ferrell's the only one that's got the opportunity to come from the developmental league and play? Nope. You think other people are doing what he's doing? Nope. Why? Because they weren't prepared for it. What are you doing in the dark when nobody's watching? What are you doing in the dark? 10-day contract. But he didn't come in and say, I only got 10 days. That's what some of y'all on. Oh, since I only got 10 days, I might as well only give 10 days worth of effort. I might as well only give 10 days worth of energy. Yogi Ferrell was like, I'm about to act like this might be my last shot. I'm about to act like I'm starting. I'm about to act like LeBron. I'm about to act like Kyrie. I'm about to act like Steph Curry. When you put me in the game, I'm telling you, I'm about to murder him. And after 10 games, he's been murdering him. He's been on ESPN almost every game. All they talk about, Yogi Ferrell, I'm talking about NBA TV, ESPN 1, ESPN 2, like Spanish ESPN. So y'all got to understand something. What was Yogi doing before? What was Yogi doing before he got that opportunity, y'all? He was preparing for it. You don't get in the game and score like he scored. So he said, so what? I didn't make the league. So what? They can't stop me from practicing. They can't stop me from getting up in the morning and running drill. So the problem with most of you is you have an opportunity. You wrote it down. You wrote it down right here. Opportunity. They gave me an opportunity. They gave me a shot. Somebody gave me a GED. I turned that GED into a 4-year degree. Somebody gave me a 4-year degree. I turned it into a master's degree. Somebody gave me a master's degree. I turned it into a PhD. You got the opportunity. What you doing with it? Opportunity is coming. Will you be ready when it comes?